Good afternoon. It's 5:06 and 85 degrees here in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Leanne Akers. The city of Moorhead is planning to spend $1.9 million in funding from the American Rescue Act. A city council member wants to look at funding for Moorhead Round County Tourism. Local judicial centers are putting new masking policies in place. A Kentucky senator is calling for resistance against COVID recommendations and mandates. The state attorney general is once again criticizing the governor. Masks will be required at Montgomery County schools. A 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight with a low around 71. We'll have a look at your region's extended weather forecast after this news. The city of Moorhead is set to receive $1.9 million in funding from the American Rescue Plan Act. Governor Andy Beshear announced $157 million in funds were being given to city governments across the Commonwealth late last month. They are being distributed by the Department for Local Government. Moorhead Mayor Laura White Brown discussed the matter during the regular monthly meeting of Moorhead City Council last night, saying she recently sent out a memo to department heads seeking feedback.
We have received the first deposit, which I believe was put in the memo as well. Treasury says don't spend it yet, sit on it, because we have some rules, but not all the rules, and we're just kind of waiting. But I've asked department heads to put together recommendations to bring to council, as well as kind of our own version of the budget committee that's going to do that.
The city of Lakeview Heights is also listed to receive funds. That municipality will receive a little over $37,000. A member of Moorhead City Council wants to re-examine the tourism partnership with the county. The topic was brought up during the closing minutes of the regular August meeting of council last night. Councilmember Jan Bishop cited an issue with the funding model for Moorhead Rowan County Tourism. Here she is discussing the matter with Mayor Laura White Brown.
I just think they should be separate. You know, if Rowan County wants to have one, they can do. But since we're providing most of the funding, I really think it should just be Moorhead.
Well, I'm sure they're watching and would love to have a conversation with you about it. I can say our board members, for the first time maybe ever, meet the actual KRS statutes of who should be on the board.
Moorhead Rowan County Tourism is a fairly recent venture. The Moorhead Recreation, Tourism, and Convention Commission was dissolved in December of 2019, with the Joint City-County Commission appointed in January of last year. The full August council meeting can be viewed on the City of Moorhead's Facebook page. The Carter County Fair is roaring back to life this week through Saturday, August 14th. Activities include carnival rides, a petting zoo contest, a dino roar show, and Carter County Collision FTC Pro Wrestling. Jill York is the fair promotions manager. She says hosting the event outdoors makes social distancing a lot simpler.
We are blessed that we do have, probably about 40 acres that are going to be utilized for parking and for events. So we're taking that pretty seriously, giving folks the distance that they need.
The board will also host a vaccine clinic on Friday and Saturday at the fair. More information, including updates and a schedule, can be found at the Carter County Fair Facebook page. The Supreme Court of Kentucky issued an order Monday encouraging anyone entering a judicial center, courthouse, or other judicial facility to wear a mask in light of the outbreak of the COVID-19 Delta variant in Kentucky. The order is in line with the latest guidance from the Centers for Disease Control. The order also states that a chief circuit judge can mandate masks for any judicial facility. The Honorable William Lane is a circuit judge in Bath, Menifee, Montgomery, and Rowan counties. He says everyone is expected to wear a mask.
Basically, they're going to be masked unless they tell us something really good. That's basically what it comes down to. That's what I told Matt Sparks when he called me. He was concerned about his people at the security at the front of the Justice Center there in Moorhead having to get into these oral disputes.
A previously filed order indicates that all persons in custody will appear before the court via Zoom, and those who have tested positive for COVID or are showing symptoms will also be allowed to report via Zoom. Bailiffs of the court have been instructed to ask each person entering the facility standard COVID-related questions. The Montgomery County Board of Education has voted to require all students, staff, and visitors to wear face masks when inside the district and school facilities. According to the Montgomery County Schools Facebook page, the vote was made last night after consulting with local health departments and reviewing local community data. Officials say that masks will be required when the local incident rate is at 25 or higher. Each Thursday, the district will look at the incident rate released by the Montgomery County Health Department to make a decision about the following week. If the rate is higher than 25, masks will be required, and if it's lower, then face coverings will be optional, except on buses where it is required by state mandate. All public universities and colleges in Kentucky will require masks for the fall semester. WMKY's Cassidy Stearman has more.
The decision was announced on Friday by the Kentucky Council on Post-Secondary Education. A joint statement was signed by all presidents of the Kentucky's four-year public universities, technical colleges, and the council. Officials say they came to the conclusion based on the CDC's updated guidelines and the current spike in the COVID-19 Delta variant. The leaders urged students, faculty, or staff members that have not yet been vaccinated to consider doing so immediately. The mask mandate is required of all members of the campus communities, regardless of vaccination status. For WMKY News, I'm Cassidy Stearman.
School officials in Jenkins and Letcher counties are already making adjustments due to COVID cases within their districts. On Saturday, the Kentucky River District Health Department reported two positive cases in the Jenkins District. Superintendent Damian Johnson says the new cases are keeping his staff on their toes.
Student and faculty safety is a primary concern at any time, especially during a pandemic. So we have continued with many of the mitigation strategies that we implemented last year.
Neighboring district Letcher County reported 9 positive cases, with 4 of those coming from kids already in the buildings. Both districts encourage parents to check students for symptoms before sending them to school each day. We'll have a look at more of your region's headlines right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from Coffee Tree Books and the Fuzzy Duck Coffee Shop, promoting literacy and reading in the MSPR listening area since 1978. Coffee Tree Books, where books are ordered every day and special orders can be accommodated, featuring a variety of gifts, locally made crafts, education materials, and yarn shop. A community bookstore located at 159 East Main Street in Moorhead. Coffee Tree Books and the Fuzzy Duck Coffee Shop are open Monday through Saturday. Online, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram.
Kentucky U.S. Senator Rand Paul is calling on supporters to resist COVID-19 safety rules and threatening to hold up Senate business in response to potential government or school shutdowns. In a prepared statement delivered on video in front of a dark blue background, the Bowling Green Republican took his rhetoric against the nation's top health agency and leading experts to a new level. In the Twitter posting, Paul, who famously contradicted COVID-19 earlier in the pandemic and has since declined to get vaccinated, citing natural immunity, says it's time to resist.
We are at a moment of truth and a crossroads. We don't have to accept the mandates, lockdowns, and harmful policies of the petty tyrants and bureaucrats. We can simply say no, not again.
Without citing any evidence, Paul goes on to make a number of claims, including that children are at no more risk from COVID than the seasonal flu. That's at odds with some Johns Hopkins data showing that while more children are hospitalized for the flu, COVID has been responsible for a higher number of deaths. Paul's video represents the senator's latest salvo in a long-running feud with health agencies he maintains are not following the science. Paul and leading infectious disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci have frequently sparred in heated exchanges about the origins of the virus. Kentucky's Attorney General is expressing his criticism with Governor Andy Beshear's response to the COVID-19 pandemic. WMKY's Tanner Boyd has more.
Daniel Cameron lambasted the Democratic governor for pursuing what he said was a go-it-alone strategy to combat the spread of COVID-19 as the political rivals await a pivotal court ruling in a case testing the governor's executive powers. Speaking to the Associated Press on Thursday, Cameron said his goal was to strike the right balance between protecting constitutional rights and public health as he defended GOP-backed laws meant to limit the governor's authority to respond to the pandemic. One of the laws under court review would limit the governor's executive orders in times of emergency to 30 days unless extended by lawmakers. Under another measure, businesses and schools would have to comply either with COVID-19 guidelines from the governor or the Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. They could follow the least restrictive standard. For WMKY News, I'm Tanner Boyd reporting.
A man suspected of murdering a Richmond couple made his first court appearance yesterday. Thomas Burrell is facing charges for murder, arson, tampering with physical evidence, and criminal mischief. He's accused of murdering Chris and Gracie Hager last week. Police say he shot the Hagers outside an apartment complex they owned. Mike Park is a friend of the Hagers. He tells WKYT many in the community are mourning.
You know, it's only by the grace of God that I'm getting through it. It was just so hard in the first days. It was just really so hard to think that they could be taken from us this soon.
Burrell is being held on a $5 million bond. His preliminary hearing is set for August 8th. Three Kentucky businesses are under investigation for suspected human trafficking. WMKY's Jonathan Burton has more.
K1 Spa in Somerset, J Spa in Lexington, and Sunny Spa in Elizabethtown are suspected of human trafficking after federal and local agents received tips. A search warrant operation was conducted at each business on July 28th, with both state and federal investigations currently ongoing. According to WYMT, the businesses are involved in illegal immigration, promoting prostitution, providing sexual services for compensation, and operating without a license. To report information pertaining to suspected businesses, contact the KSP at 1-800-222-5555. For WMKY News, I'm Jonathan Burton.
Taking a look at your region's extended weather forecast for tomorrow, a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly before 4 p.m., otherwise partly sunny skies throughout the day with a high near 87, heat index values as high as 95 degrees. Wednesday night, a 10% chance of showers and thunderstorms before 7 p.m., otherwise partly cloudy overnight with a low around 71. Thursday, a slight chance of showers in the early morning hours, then again after 2 p.m., otherwise sunny and hot with a high near 92. Thursday night, a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms before 11 p.m., partly cloudy skies with a low around 71. And for your Friday, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly in the late afternoon hours, otherwise mostly sunny skies with a high near 89. And that's going to do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. Today we had help from Tanner Boyd, Paul Hitchcock, Greg Jenkins, Jonathan Burton, Hallie Adams, Ethan Jenkins, Keneally Roberts, Shamori Mosley, Wiley Tanner, Cassidy Stearman, and Josh James. Our theme music is composed and performed by Allison Brown. This is Moorhead State Public Radio, WMKY Moorhead, Kentucky. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For all of the MSPR News team, I'm Leanne Akers. For WMKY News, now back to All Things Considered.